Now, the Crowncast with Murray Brookshaw. A look ahead at what's happening at Crown Isle.
Welcome to Crowncast, episode 66. With me today, Director of Golf, Jamie Moran. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Murray. It's nice to be here in early March, and let's talk about all the exciting things about to happen here at Crown Isle.
Yeah, no doubt. We have so many exciting things happening here, and memberships are available for 25-26. That's exciting.
That information just came out over the weekend. The membership package is available. All our members can renew from now till the end of the month because the membership cycle starts again April 1. But we've had a lot of inquiries for some new people that are interested in membership and joining what we do here at Crown Isle. So it's exciting. There was some little increases across the board, but not unexpected, I guess. If you go anywhere these days, the costs are going up a little bit, and obviously it costs a ton of money to run a facility like ours. But we're excited about what we've got to offer this year, so it should be a great season.
Yeah, no question. And next up, we have our 2025 Gentlemen's Night at the Office. We kick off the draft night in the ballroom on Thursday, April 17th. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, just taking another step from last season was well received. Some new aspects of Men's Night. Some great sponsors, some great camaraderie. So just tweaking it going forward a little bit. And so a lot of excitement around what we're going to do for this year.
Yeah, and draft night, you got to be here because it's going to be so much fun. We'll have some appetizers and a drink for each person who's participating, thanks to Crown Isle.
Yeah.
And that will be fun in itself, but just the camaraderie and the draft and...
Yeah, the draft, what team you're going to be on this year. We should have most of our sponsors in the building too, which would be great. We'll have a little guest appearance, a DJ guest appearance there, so you're going to have to show up to see that. It's going to be a fun night and set us up for a great year ahead.
Yeah, we're going to do it kind of in the NFL draft type style where we'll have the team captains up at the front and Jamie, you'll be at the podium and we're going to have our spectacular looking hats this year that are like primo and everybody will get their hat and they can go and sit at their team table and they'll know their participants that they're on their team this year. It's going to be just a blast.
Yeah, just everything kind of just enhanced a little bit from last year. Like I said, we're excited to have that night sponsored by Crown Isle Real Estate. You should come out, check it out. There should be some booze and some cheers and some good ribbing, good-natured ribbing, but excited to get the season-long team thing started. And it's just a great way to kind of kick off the season.
The first night is April 24th and one bye week on July 17th. The finale is set for September 18th.
It sets up really nicely. We've always had two bye weeks. The one week would always be when we host the PGA Tour Americas. They are not here this year, so that frees up an extra week. So we can kind of almost finish that week early. But we're looking forward to it. Hopefully Mother Nature continues to cooperate at least on Thursdays. We know we'll have a fantastic golf course for everyone to play, and it should be, we should crown a great champion at the end of the year.
Thousands and thousands of dollars in prizing every week for all the competitions. So there's not a better men's night on Vancouver Island. We should really give a shout out to our sponsors who have come back this year, including the main sponsors and the team sponsors, right?
Yeah, we're super fortunate to have Kyle Weiss Financial back again as our title sponsor. They'll do the weekly KP on 9 prize, as well as the end of season $1 million shootout again. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we give that away. Coastal Community Credit Union is back again for the season-long points race. Coastal Commercial Repairs, which is together with CTS, will be the eclectic race. Crown Isle Real Estate will not only do the draft night sponsorship, but the end of season dinner for the winning team. Waypoint Insurance back on for the flags. Comox Valley Dodge doing the closest to the tree. Coastwood Private Wealth, KP on number 4. United Rentals, which is a new company involved with us this year. They're going to sponsor the long drive on 5. And then we've got Slag Lumber, SureCopy, Bailey & Associates, SOS Orthotics, all of them doing teams. And then obviously we've got the Eagle Radio Station doing the weekly one on KP on number 7 as well. So lots of sponsors involved, which is going to make this season even bigger and better than last year.
Jamie, tell us about the format for the competitions this year.
You know what? It's very similar to last year. We thought it was quite successful with four different flights and winning prizes, in both net and gross prizes. But all the team aspect of things, we've tweaked a little bit. Last year, the four top Stableford scores were used as your team score. This year, it's going to be the top five scores. Looking at last year's numbers, using five scores would have brought everyone even a little closer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a neat little wrinkle for this season. Prize-wise, on every Thursday evening, we obviously have our end-of-evening awards every night where we do draw prizes. A couple of those prizes are now going to be you must be in attendance to win. Still, the bulk of them won't be, but there's a couple with the sponsors and stuff that we want to give away with people that are actually still in attendance, and we'll get into a little bit more of those details in draft night and stuff.
Yeah, and as things get a little bit smoother and we've got our information in there, we'll probably get started closer to 8:30 this year rather than 8:45.
Yeah, that's the goal anyway, so reminder everyone, play a little quicker this year. But no, just so that more people could get in and be a part of what we offer in the evenings.
Yeah, and I think the team competition really was amazing for the camaraderie part of it. And that's really our goal, is the camaraderie and the kibitzing and the joking and the riding each other and all that kind of stuff.
100%. That gathering on Thursday evenings not only was kind of about the team concept to see how your team made up for the day and some of the guys on your team to see how they did, but man, it was fun to get the cheers and the boos and the heckles and all that kind of stuff each night when we would announce the winners. It just builds that camaraderie and that club culture that we really cherish here at Crown Isle.
Yeah, and with the team aspect, there'll be standings. They'll be on that main TV that's in the golf shop, the big one that's in behind the cash register and everything. And so there'll be every week on Friday, it'll be updated with the current team standings. So when you're paying for your golf or paying for that brand new driver that you bought, you can look up and see how your team's doing. So we want to make sure the communication's really good with that.
Yeah, added more consistent email information, all those kind of things just to enhance it a little bit better for this season.
And I tell you, we've got a special prize package that will be totally announced on April 17th on draft night, but Jamie, can you give a little bit of a tease on it?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to partner with one of our main company partners here at Crown Isle, which is Titleist. Titleist has just recently set up a Western Canadian hub that they do like a fitting experience at. So we've partnered with them, and we will be giving away a prize this year that will be a Titleist experience. That'll be clubs, trip to Vancouver, all sorts of stuff all rolled up, and there'll be an opportunity to win that. Hopefully it goes for the entire season, but we'll explain more at the draft night. Make sure you've got some extra money in your pocket to buy those tickets each week, because it's going to be a prize valued at over $5,000.
Yeah, you're going to be blown away when you hear about this in full, because it's, well, it's got me all jacked up. I absolutely am excited about it. It's going to be amazing. Now, the main thing here, how do you register and what's everything cost?
So registration, if you were in Men's Nights last year, you are going to be receiving a registration link in your emails, and then we will post the link on our website. Nothing will change versus last year. There will be a $50 Men's Night administration fee or registration fee, sorry. And then you'll have the option to join the eclectic race of the points on top of that. But the $50 will get you in with the opportunity to win a ton of stuff this year.
Jamie, thought we'd bring in our special guests at the end of the Crown Cast. We've got Russ Kyle, Brian Wise. Guys, how you doing?
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, the weather's turning. We're real close to the start of Men's Night. We just want to welcome you guys back as sponsors, as our main sponsors, Kyle Wise Financial. Really appreciate it.
Well, we really enjoy being the sponsorship. Worked out really well last year, and so we're looking forward to another successful campaign.
Yeah, and Brian, you got anything?
I thought we got invited because we were entertaining,
Well, Russ is entertaining. I don't know about you. Okay. I don't know about you. You were really entertaining when you guys lost the had to go into a playoff in the first half. When on number 9, you had to make a bogey, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And what'd you make?
I didn't make a bogey. That's all I'm going to say about that.
But you still won,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, yeah,
the next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're,
we're good.
So you're
yeah.
okay.
My team helped me up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Now, what contest are you doing this year?
We're going to do the usual, what we've become really well known for, and that's the $1 million shootout. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be closest to the pin again on hole number 9 on your second shot.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And having participated in it at the end of the year, it's a lot of, there's a lot of tension.
And this year, I think we're going to give away the $1 million. I just have a real strong feeling about that.
Brian, you should ask Murray about how his shot went there for the.
I didn't see the shot.
Well, none of us saw it.
Well, I mean, I was only 85 feet away.
Okay. Were you short? Yeah. Were you 85 feet short?
To the left.
Okay, that's good. I don't think we'll do it until one of us wins, right?
Yeah.
That seems like a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And you have another thing planned that you're working on that you have to be there at the awards presentation every week. Any ideas on what you can give away?
Yeah, well, Russ and I both don't like to go home. Should we say that out loud? Maybe you might hear it. So we wanted the prize. You had to be there to win the prize. We think it'll be the shot of the night. Is that your... Russ came up with the title. I'm stealing it now.
I think shot of the night is what we're going with. And the name makes a certain implication. And yeah, you can assume what you will with that.
We're running past the lawyers. Make sure everything's okay. Make sure that we're legal. And on draft night, we'll have an idea for everybody on exactly what the giveaway is, right?
Yeah, I think it's great.
So I want to know, you guys participate, you're here every week. You obviously love it. What do you guys love about men's night?
Well, I got to say, I it's my favorite night of the week by far. And I hear that from a lot of the other participants as well. And it's just seeing all the guys and just that you know everybody and everybody's having fun. And it's great competition. The new concept that we started last year, courtesy of Jamie, has just been fantastic. Really well received. So lots of fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Brian?
I don't like running. So I'm not going to play baseball. I'm not going to play soccer once a night week. So I got to get to the house. So one night of golf seems like a great time. And have a couple beers with some buddies, and it's like basically my hockey, but in the summer. So it's a good time, and I get to have a nice time out and play some golf.
Yeah, it's amazing the feedback we've received on the team concept, and you guys had a great team, made it won the first half, and just about won overall. So I know we'll be continuing with that. So really appreciate your participation, and Jamie, do you like these guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're super fortunate to have such great sponsors, and our title sponsor with Kyle Wise and Financial just add to an already good event, and we look forward to another successful season with these two fine gentlemen.
Nice. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Yeah.
Can't wait till April 17th, draft night. And we'll have some drafts. We may have some canned beer. We'll have something else. Should be a lot of fun.
That's shaping up to be a great season again, for sure.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the Crowncast. Don't forget to register an RSVP for the draft night on Thursday, April 17th. It's going to be a blast this year. We've got a lot of great things in store. And as I always say, gentlemen's night at the office. The weekend starts here.
The Crowncast podcast is available on crownisle.com, Apple, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.